Goldilocks gets lip-locked. My friend said that her 15-year-old nephew is experiencing major exam tension.
God, I'd hate to be 15 again, she added.
Really? I'd love to get a teenage do-over, I said. Sure, I remember being hypersensitive about everything. But I also recall many exciting memories, accomplishments, discoveries, and best of all, crushes. Boys stopped having cooties and started looking good. If only I could return with my present-day brain. Oh, the power I'd have over kissing. By 15, I remained unkissed, mainly from a lack of options. Namely, the boys who paid attention to me were either too boring or too intimidating. Okay, so maybe I was picky. I didn't long for the studious bookworm who brought me gifts from his family trip to Germany. How thoughtful. Nor did I crave the brawling bad boy with engine grease under his nails. I started to feel like Goldilocks who couldn't find the right bed. My mom might not like to hear that bed analogy. Speaking of mom, years later, she sent me a newspaper clipping about the first boy who kissed me, reporting how he was sent to prison for something grand. Grand theft auto? Grand larceny? I forget his crime, but thanks all the same, Mom, for rubbing in my superlative taste in dates. And if I had my present brain at age 15, I'd be smart enough not to tell my mom about my kiss. As for that first kiss, it was a memorable moment, only because I never saw it coming. I was on a date with an older boy from my high school. After a party, we rode home with another couple in the car's back seat when suddenly, slurp, he caught me in a serious lip lock. With eyes wide open, I watched the poor guy work so diligently, maneuvering his mouth over mine. Was it a good first kiss? I was in too much shock for any useful rating system. Of course, I had to break up with him. I wasn't ready for all that attention from males. The next boy I kissed at age 16, slow starter me, pulled away from our embrace and said,
"Know what would make this feel way better?"
Here it comes, I thought, convinced he was about to expound on the comfort advantage of removing our clothing. I'd heard plenty of juicy stories by then. What?
If you closed your mouth a little?
Huh? I figured the object of necking was to open wide and say, "Aw." Apparently, I was a big mouth bass. I'll forever be grateful for his kiss coaching, although I had to break up with him too. How could I stand the shame? While a self-professed slow starter, I was an equally quick learner. Once I figured out how to lock lips without a negative critique, I quite liked everything about necking. Dear 15-year-old nephew, may you survive the teen years with more laughter than tears. And if you haven't already, have fun learning how to kiss. It only gets better.